The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Shavuos Daf Tezvav. The Gemara on Tezvav Amud Aleph brings the Mishnah, Menachos. The Torah, the covered Torah, came from 5 saw of flour with a measurement of saw that they used in Yerushalayim. Shemshesh Midbar Yis, which is actually 6 saw the way it was measured in the Midbar. Shemshte Eifas, which is 2 Eifas. Each Eifas is 3 saw. So 6 saw is 2 Eifas. It says the Eifas Shal saw, and each Eifas 3 saw. Esther Misarin, 20 Yisarin, 10 for Chomets and 10 for Matzah. So that means that all the lachmei teda, the breads and the masses of the korban teda, were composed of 2 eifa altogether. 1 eifa for the 10 chametz sticker ones, and 1 eifa for the masa. You know, the masa was 3 minim, but there was less flour involved in each one of the masas than there was of the chametz. So one isarin is 1 chametz sticker bread for the korban teda. Mashenka, when it comes to the masa, the ones that are not chametz stick, so there, 1 eifa, which is 10 isarin, includes 30 masas. Now let's try to delve into this a little bit, understand what the Shir Eif is, what the Shir Sa is, get a picture of what we're talking about over here. There's a short way of remembering all the Shirim when it comes to measurements of volume in Halacha called Askalav Gudu. Askalav is reference to Eifa, Sa, Kav, Lugbeya, the different measurements, Shirim of volume that there are, as opposed to weight or as opposed to length or width. Over here we're talking about the measurement of volume. How much space something takes up. In English, in America, we're familiar with fluid ounces, cups, pints, quarts, and gallons. In Halacha, there's askalav, eifa, sa, kav, lug, and beil. These are the measurements that are used. The rule is askalav gudu. That means that gimel 3, there are 3 sa for every eifa. There are 6 kav in every sa. There's 4 lug in every kav. And there's 6 beil, 6 eggs in 1 lug. So it comes all together that if you want to know an eifa, is the largest shear dealing over here. The eifa is all 10 of the lach b'tayda, which are matzah, compose 1 eifa, and all 30 which are chametz, also all 30 together compose 1 eifa. If you want to know what the size, what the volume we're dealing with is, an eifa is 432 beim. So imagine the size of 432 beim, 432 eggs. Simply put, 432 eggs, that size. And from these 432 eggs, there's, in that size itself, there's 10 matzahs. 10 matzahs have so much flour in them, are so big, that the 10 together add up to 432. The chametz sticker ones, which you would imagine maybe being bigger, they actually have 30 challahs put together, create 432 bein, 432 eggs. Now, this is negated to us, halach l'maisa now, there's also to know what these shiurim are, because the shiur challah, if you look in Hilchos Challah near Deyat, and Simen Shinchav Dal, Sif Aleph, it says over there what the shiur challah is. If somebody's baking challah in their house, if they want to know how much flour they have to use, how big the dough has to be, in order to be chayv in a fresh challah. Now, there's also Ramafesh challah, challah's chutzlar, it's drabonon, Ramafesh challah, and then we burn it afterwards. So, you want to know how big does the dough have to be, how much flour has to be used in this dough, in order to be chayv in challah. So there it says, the shear is, one isarin, asiris eifa, tenth of an eifa, one isarin, which is 43.2 bayim. We said an eifa is 432 bayim. So that means one isarin, 10% of an eifa, is 43.2 bayim. So if there's going to be 43.2 bayim involved in this dough, that's how much flour is involved in this dough, then it's going to be chayv mechala. Now the question is to figure out how much this is nowadays. So the simple way of checking how big a beya is, how big an egg is do a water displacement test. That means that you put an egg into water, and you see how much the line gets raised, or you see how much water gets displaced if you have a full cup, and you put the egg inside there. You see how much the volume of an egg is. And it's been tested many times. The generally accepted way of testing it is the small, medium, large, extra large, and jumbo. There's 5 sizes of eggs nowadays on the market in America, ranging from small to jumbo. The median size, the middle size of these 5 sizes is the large egg. The large size, because small and medium are smaller than that. Extra large and jumbo are bigger than a large size egg. So we're going to test it with a large size egg. It's been tested many times to many people, but it seems pretty much agreed upon at this point that this large egg is approximately, or maybe slightly less, than 2 fluid ounces. So that's how big the shear bay is going to be. It's going to be approximately 2 fluid ounces. Let's say a little bit less, approximately 2 fluid ounces. Okay? Now, in order to be chayim mechala, you have to have 43.2 eggs, which would be approximately 85, 86 fluid ounces. That's how much it would take. Now, we know that every cup is composed of 8 fluid ounces. So it means you'd have to have a good 10 cups of flour in order to have a chiyuv challah. Now, even if one would take challah on that, it's not so pashut that they came up with challah with the bracha. Because there's a machlech zachronim, which the Pesach Yeshuva and Hukos Challah brings it down, over there in Shemashim Chav Dalat Sekan Aleph, the tzlach, written by the Nabi Yehuda, the tzlach is of the opinion that the eggs nowadays are smaller than they were in the olden days. Since the eggs nowadays are smaller than they were in the olden days, so we have to go by the sheer bear that was in times of Chazal or in times of the Torah, not by the eggs we have nowadays. And since the eggs that we have are smaller than the eggs that they had in the olden days, we have to figure out how big their eggs were. So he says we have to assume that our eggs now are half the size of the eggs that they were in the olden days. The eggs got smaller, we have to go with the old size egg. And that means the shear are really double the size. The shear is really much bigger. Now it's a big machlokes achronim. We're going to assume what the current Paiskim, the Heintek Paiskim, or at least the more recent Paiskim say about this. It's a big machlokes achronim. We have to go with the tzlach. Many achronim argue very strongly. They said the Shachnarach, the Shainim, the Shachnarach, all the way up to the earlier achronim. No one says a word about this, and you think they're fooling us. They're giving us the wrong shear, that all the shearim really have to double the shear to get to the correct shear. So many achronim don't go with the tzlach. However, the Pesachur brings down that from the Groh, the Vilna Goyin, it's Maiserav, seems that the Groh is noig like the tzlach. So you have it in the Yudah and the Goyin, and our other achronim go with this also from Sefer, also is nachas to this, is also willing to go with this theory that the eggs got smaller, and we have to go with the old size eggs that it was in the olden days. And then the shear is much bigger. So the general accepted practice is not to be mafish challah when it's not. There's no reason to be mafish challah from less than 3 pounds of flour. Less than 3 pounds of flour is not going to get you. You're not going to get you 10 cups. If you have 3 pounds of flour, you'll probably have about 9 or 10 cups, maybe 9, 10, a little more than 10 cups. Less than 3 pounds of flour is the sugar and the less than the shear that we mentioned before. Especially remember that we're dealing with challah chutzlar over here, which is very abundant, so we don't have to try to find a way to make a smaller shear to be chayef. So 3 pounds would be the minimum shear. That's they say b'shem Moshe Feinstein. That's how 3 pounds is the minimum shear to mafish challah. To mafish challah, the bracha though, most will not mafish challah with such a small shear. The only mafish challah needs a full 5 pounds of flour. Somebody needs a full 5 pounds of flour, take great mafish in the bracha. Although that's not a full double of the amount that we said, but the art told them that the shear is a little smaller. So 5 pounds of flour, one can create mafish challah with the bracha. So 3 pounds of flour, one's mafish challah without the bracha. 5 pounds of flour, one's mafish challah with the bracha. Now the shear of kebeah, the shear of an egg, comes into play in other places in halacha as well. For example, when someone's washing for mitzi before they eat bread, so even though one washes the tzadayim, even if they only get a kezayis of bread, or according to some places with less than a kezayis of bread, but to make a bracha on tzadayim, there are places who say that it has to be a kebeah of bread. This is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch in the Rechaim, some Mekufin and Ches, Sif Beis, that Yeish Bisha Omer, this is a Shita, that less than the Kebeah, you're not clear the Tilas Adayim, and therefore, since it's a Shita, one should not make a bracha when you wash the Tilas Adayim, when he's eating less than the Kebeah of bread. The brew over there in some contest explains the Shail is because the Tilas Adayim is really based on the concept of Tumas Oichlin, of the Yadayim, which are not washed, which are not tar, being Metamah the bread. And since Tumas Oichlin, Menaterim in the Raisa, there's a Shir Kebeah, less than a Kebeah does not have Tumas Oichlin, so maybe Chazar are not Masakin until it's dying, or someone's eating less than a Kebeah of bread. Or maybe the right Shir is a Kazayis, because since the Kazayis is a Mechlevi Bech Samosin, it gets Bech Achernas, maybe the right Shir should be Kazayis, to shile up the Shir for until it's dying, for washing from Moses, Kazayis or Kebeah, and if less than a Kebeah, one should not make a Bech until it's dying. So then it will come out that someone is eating less than 2 fluid ounces, less than that volume. A fluid ounce generally could be seen to be like a schnapps cup. This is generally one fluid ounce. Imagine 2 schnapps cups, that's 2 fluid ounces. Someone's eating less than 2 fluid ounces worth of bread would not make a bracha al tzadayim. And not only that, if we're going to be chalish for the shita of the tzlach and the grain, the shir beis really come out double that size, and it's gotten to a vein, let's go with the old shir, you're talking about 4 fluid ounces. So it sounds like a large amount of bread, but one must keep in mind that you're not mechuyev to squash the bread down into the schnapps cup in order to measure the shear. Even though the bread has some air pockets and has some holes in it, that still counts, because since we're dealing over here with Tumas Oichlin, the shear kebeah, we're dealing with Kamas and Halacha Tumas Oichlin, so we have to look what the Halacha is in Tyrus in regards to food that's airy, that has some little air pockets in it. And there we find some Mufreshim Mishnah and Uksin, Seir Tyrus, the last Mesech and Uksin, Perek Beis Mishnah Ches, which deals directly with Tumas Oichlin, where the Mishnah says that Pasufkin is, Pasufkin means like a spongy bread, a sponge bread, maybe more like our sponge cake today, or maybe more like our general bread that has some small holes in it, regular rye, but has small holes in it. Is Mishtameris Kamashi, you measure the way it is. You don't smash it down in order to knock out the air pockets. So you can take a regular slice of bread and break it up, so to speak, and imagine in 2 schnapps cups or in 4 schnapps cups how much of bread it would take. If I mash my 4 schnapps cups, like the tzlach and the grain, they have to go to the bigger shir beya. And then you know how much bread you have to eat in order to make a bracha al tizadayim when you wash for mitzi. It says there, if it had a halal, if it had a big cavity inside, then the ma'ach is halal. You have to break it down, you have to smash it down, and then not count the halal. But regular pasukhtin means sponge. So it means it's a sponge cake. It's like a sponge cake, like a spongy bread. Still, you don't have to knock out the holes. You don't have to smash it down. Only if it's very airy, you have have to smash it down. Even if someone would want to say that maybe Lagabe, the Shir Kazayas for venting or something like that, the halachos are different, but here they were dealing with the Shir Kabeya, which is based on Tumas Eichla, which Mishnah Berurah explained, those who hold, you only wash those dying, you only make a brach that's dying by Kabeya, is because the Shir Kabeya, the Indian Kilos dying comes from Tumas Eichla, from Tumas Natara, but Tumas Natara, this is definitely the halachal, from Forsh and Mishnah Oxen. It happens to be that Mishnah Berurah, and Simon Reishud, in the end of Kal Nalif, seems to say that Lagabe, Baruch Achron, the Shir Kazayas also, it's the same or a very similar rule, that you don't have to smash it down unless it's a big, a huge halal, huge cavity inside. But it turns into Tumas Eichla, and this is definitely the halacha. So we have here the halacha of Tumas Dayim washed from Maisi with a bracha that's dependent on the Shir Kabeya. The Shir of an Esrog on Sukkot, the Simon Tafresh from Chasivchov Beis, and the end of the Simon Deir, the halacha of Vinim Azvar, a place of Esrog, the Chavar Pasen has to be a Kabeya. Esrog has to be a Kabeya. So here also we do the word displacement test, and we close the two full answers would be enough, make our din, but we can be chayish the shita of the flach, and the going of the skatnu abeyin, and especially the first day of Sukkot is deraisa. We'll see soon that deraisa is more machmer on this. So then we're talking about close to four fluid ounces, a much bigger shear. Not all are aware of this, maybe people aren't being chayish the shita, maybe people aren't aware that small esrog comes with its risks, comes with its issues, and one should maybe weigh the esrog to make sure that it's the right size. Or, the most accurate way of doing it, instead of going by weight, you should just go directly by volume. Do a test in a measuring cup with water displacement. You see how much water gets displaced by the esrog, and then you know if the esrog is the Shir Kabeya, because we're not really looking for weight over here. We're really looking for volume. Some have nowadays devised methods of translating the volume into weight and doing tests with a scale, but the most accurate way of doing it, the correct way of doing it, is actually with water displacement by measuring the volume, not the weight. Okay? Now, the Shir Revias is a Kabeya Mechta. Now we know the Shir Revias comes into play for Bracha Chorina on a mashka, on a drink, according to many Rishonim, and that's how Rechayish Talocha comes to play for Kiddush, or any time someone's having Kiddush of Bracha, Kiddush, Dal, Kiddush, Dan Pesach, the Shir, the Bechas, the whole Revias. Could be you don't have to drink the Revias, only have to drink Rav of the Revias, but it has to be Revias of Yain in the cup, to use it for Kiddush, or for any Kiddush of Bracha, for Dal, Kiddush. Revias is Kabeya Mechta, Kabeya and a half. Here we have a first shuva from Ramosha. It's in Arachaim Chilak Aleph Siman Kuf Lamed Vav. It's a short shuva. In the Ramosha Arachaim Chilak Aleph Siman Kuf Lamed Vav is dealing primarily with the Shir Amo. We're not going to delve into now how the Shir Amo and the Shir and the Shir Agudel and Esther, how they are interrelated with the Shir Amo volume as well of Revias and Kaveya. But putting that aside for the time being, at the end of the shuva, Ramosha talks about the Shir Revias, and he seems to, he mentions the Shir, the Shir is that the Skatna of Abeim, you have to go with a double the size of a Abeim nowadays. And he basically says that for Shir Revias, one should see what the displacement is of three Beim. In other words, even though Revias is a Beim, that's a 1.5 Beim, and because we have to be afraid that our Beim, our eggs are smaller, we have to go with the old-fashioned egg, which was double the size, according to these Achrenim. And Revias, as he mentioned, the word displacement of three eggs. That's going to be a very large share. That's going to be, if we say that one egg nowadays is close to 2 fluid ounces, so if you're going to make 3 eggs of our modern-day eggs, instead of being around 3 fluid ounces, it's going to be close to 6 fluid ounces. So for Dim Darais, the many are Chayshish for this Mohammed Gashir are close to 6 fluid ounces. A standardized Becher comes 6 fluid ounces. A lot of the old Bechers that are around from previous generations are smaller than that, or not standard size. You have to figure out what word is displaced and figure out how big they are. But the standardized Becher is 6 fluid ounces. So that resolves the whole issue. Somebody uses a standardized Becher and fills it up, and he drinks most of the Revias, most of the Becher. He has already the Shir. So Dal Kaisis is Drabonan. So there are many places where I make all for Shir Drabonan, the Shir will come out close to 3 fluid ounces, about 2.9 fluid ounces will come out to, it'll be good enough for Dal Kaisis. I saw it comes aloha, so Shmuel Kamensky says that he has a Kabbalah, that although it should come out that less than 3 fluid ounces is good enough for Dal Kaisis, he had a Kabbalah, he had a Masari, they have to be Machmer 4 fluid ounces, even for Drabonan. Like Dal Kaisis, you have to 4 fluid ounces in the Becher. Fine, that's for Drabonan. So when it comes to Deraisa, for example, Kiddush Friday night is Deraisa, so there one will go with the larger Shir, which will come out close to 6 fluid ounces. The Chazanish has his own share, comes out slightly more than 5 fluid ounces. One who really wants to be machmer, he'll come out close to 6 fluid ounces. And indeed, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be chayish for this. Mishnah Berurah is in Hilchos Shabbos by Kiddush. And so in Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel, in the Bir Locha, the Masach Sharavias, he talks about it also in the Mishnah Berurah, in some Tov Beivav, with the Shir Matzah, in Hilchos Pesach, but he talks directly with the Gabi, the Shir Avias, in the Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, in the Halach of Kiddush and Shabbos, Kiddush Friday night. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, the Gabi, Dim Deraisa, one should be machmer, and the Abedin derives one Shir Machmer with the bigger Shir, because it's gotten to a Bain. Maybe the Shir really double the size they appear to be for us. As opposed to if a Dim Drabonan, one could be Makel and go with the way the Bain appear nowadays. So we'll come off a Kiddush Friday night, which is derives. So Mishnah Berurah is telling us that one Shir Machmer, a Shir of approximately 5-6 fluid ounces. For Dim Drabonan, like Kiddush Shabbos Day, then it would seem that one could be Makel with the Shir of Vias of close to 3 fluid ounces, or Shmuel says he has a Messer, the one Shir Machmer upon him has to be at least 4 fluid ounces. For Kiddush Shabbos Day, or for the rest of for all Dalek Kiddushes. However, if the first night Pesach falls out Friday night, so then the first Kiddush is Halacha Deraisa, and there once Shir Machmer of a bigger share, the Revias of about 5 or 6 fluid ounces. Now, a kazayis is a machlokes rishonim if it's a half of a beya, or the Rambam says it's a third of a beya, a chatzi beya or a shlish beya. But the brewer over there in Simatov Beivov says, we've got medin deraisa, once you're a machmer, like for matzah, and say that, once you're a machmer, they have a chatzi beya. And remember, since everything is with double the shirim nowadays for deraisa to be shirim, that's the opinion of Mishnah Berurah, like we mentioned a minute ago. So therefore, we basically have to go with a marn deka beya. Because we have to double the share of chatzi beya into the size of a beya, because you have to imagine our beya are smaller than the old-fashioned beya, then it comes out to, will come out to about 2 fluid ounces. And with the matzah, there's not much air over this, you really have to break it down, it comes out a very large share. For the Rabbana, one can make it, Shabura says tomorrow, one can go with a third of a beya, not half a beya, and Chari, we can say also tomorrow is Rabbana, but we're going with a third of a beya of the modern-day beya, so that will come out much smaller than the share of matzah. However, since one makes a bracha, achilas tomorrow, Shabura still hesitant to make it, unless one really has to, because the bracha would be shal bracha vatol, that can be a shal of deraisa. But in general, this is the approach of the Mishnah Berurah to the friendship of the Drais and the Rabbanan. Sila Gabi the Shiloh of Gzais being half a Beya or a third of a Beya. And also, Sila Gabi the Shiloh of if we go by the modern day Beya or we go by the Achrenim, the Tzlach, and the Goyin. Say for the say that the old fashioned Beya was double the size. Now, Mishnah Berurah says that one's eating and one has a Shiloh of Bracha Achrena, so the person should try to avoid having between a third of a Beya and a half of a Beya. Gzain is some of Bracha Achrena. She make a brain of Fashas or Alam Echior, she did not. But one should try to have either less than a third of a Beya or more than half a bay, this way knows for sure whether or not you should make a bracha chorena on what he's eating. So we see at the shir, eifah, and all these shirim play an important role, because as we said, that an eifah is really 432 bayim, and it's the gift of the shir challah, there we have to have 43.2 bayim, it's the gift of the shir bay itself, to figure out how big a kabeya is, which is the gift for making a bracha on tesnaim, or to get the shir of an esrig, and it's all plays a role of gabi revius, which is 1.5 bayim, and a kazayis, which is generally assumed to be half a bayah, or according to the Rambam, is a third of a bayah. And we have a big machlokes achrenu whether we go by the modern day beya, which is being measured, a large egg is close to 2 fluid ounces, or by the those achrenim, or pichayishish, they worry about those achrenim, like it seems that Ramosh Lagab the Shiravi is set to be chayish for, and the Bialach says Lagab the Rice is to be chayish for, that the old fashioned beya, old fashioned eggs are close to double the size of the modern day egg, and then we have to be chayish for a much bigger shear for all these dinim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center, for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.